Hello everyone, the Lord be with you. Today we're continuing in John chapter 17 by reading verses 15 to 19. Jesus said, "I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them, so they can be made holy by your truth." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, if you remember from yesterday, we are in the middle of Jesus praying for his disciples. And in these verses, Jesus focuses in on holiness or sanctification. Some versions of the Bible use the word sanctify, which means holy. So in these verses, Jesus' prayer for his disciples is to keep them safe from the evil one, make them holy by your truth, Father, teach them your word, which is truth. And then he focuses on his commission. I am sending them into the world. I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them, so that they can be made holy by your truth. So through his sacrifice, we are made holy. Charles Spurgeon, the great Baptist preacher, wrote this about these verses. The night before Jesus' death, as we are let into an intimate conversation between him and the Father. He could have prayed for anything, and he prayed that we would be holy. Well, that says a lot. What a friend we have in Jesus, so willing, so speedy to do for us all that we need. How invaluable must the blessing of sanctification, that is being made holy, be when our Lord, in the highest reach of his intercession, cries, "Sanctify them." And in the version I read, he said, "Make them holy." Spurgeon is right. Jesus could have prayed for anything as he contemplated death on the cross and made his final prayer for his disciples. He could have prayed for anything, but he prayed that we would be made holy. That his disciples then and his disciples for the future would be made holy. The theologian and writer Warren Wiersbe focuses in on Jesus' repetition of the word truth in this section, verse 17 to be precise. He says, God's truth has been given to us in three editions. His word is truth, verse 17. His son is the truth, chapter 14, verse 6. Remember, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And his spirit is the truth, 1 John 5 verse 6. And we need all three if we are to experience true sanctification. A sanctification that touches every part of our inner person. With the mind, we learn God's truth through the word. With the heart, we love God's truth, his son. With the will, we yield to the Spirit and live God's truth day by day. It takes all three for a balanced experience of sanctification or holiness. It takes all three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to have that balance. And so he sends us out in the world praying that we be equipped for the task ahead. Jesus didn't ask God to take believers out of the world, but instead asked to use them in the world. Because Jesus sends us into the world, we should try not to escape from the world, nor should we avoid all relationships with non-Christians. As salt and light to the world, we must find ways to be more loving, more creative as we share our faith, and more consistent in staying in touch with unbelievers. God sent us to do this kind of work. And that's what Jesus said when he said, I am sending them into the world. So let us journey on, finding those ways to be more loving, more creative, more consistent in reaching out to those who have no faith. Let us spread, or let us be, salt and light wherever we go. Amen. Lord, we thank you for another day and an opportunity to ponder and reflect upon your word, which is truth. When you could have had anything, or prayed for anything in those final hours here on earth, you chose to pray that we might be holy, be sanctified, equipped with the power to draw others to Jesus through the way we live our lives. Thank you for teaching us how to be true disciples. Help us as we grow in faith to be more loving, more creative, and more willing to reach out to others. Amen. Amen. And now, 5 minutes, next bit. We continue to pray. Lord, teach us to listen and to really hear, whether it be your words or those of other people. Help us to lay aside our own assumptions and be open to new interpretations and to other points of view. Help us always to be pointing to the truth and willing to hear the truth of your word. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In our parish prayers today, we pray for our country and the world. And Lord, there is so much going on in our world right now. We continue to pray for the pandemic, and we ask that a vaccine will indeed be found soon, but that in the meantime, everyone would do all that they can to keep this disease at bay and to go along with government recommendations and government plans to keep our country safe. Particularly as the shops are opening up, we pray that you would give them all that they need, resource them to provide the service that they are there for. We pray for also areas that are opening up, so leisure facilities, pubs and restaurants. Again, we pray for safety and that the power of your Holy Spirit would curb any spreading of this disease. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who live and work in Villa Street, Wakefield Road, Walker Lane, Wallace Street, Washer Lane, Water Street, Watson Bridge. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And so as we go continue in our weekend. May patience pave our path. May hope comfort our world. And may love guide our lives. Let us go with patience. Let us go with hope. And let us go with love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. So, that's it for this weekend with my voice messages. I'll be back on Monday with that. But till then, I'll see you tomorrow for our broadcast service. And do pray, continue to pray that the work going on behind the scenes to get our building open will continue. Until tomorrow, service tomorrow, and then again, I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye for now.